Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Again, we're discussing the halachas of kinyanim. I can make an arrangement to buy something, but what happens that from this point on, it is mine? There has to be a kinyan. Different things have different types of kinyanim. Let's see our Mishnah. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayas. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayas means real estate. It means karka. What does it mean, sheyesh lehem achrayas? They have a responsibility. They have a responsibility to whom? What it means to say is you could rely on it. If I say to someone, don't worry, I'll pay you back. I have a diamond in my drawer. I have money in the safe. I have animals in my barn. Those could all disappear. But it's very hard to make karka disappear. So when a person lends money to a friend, he does so with a chrayis of karka, that he knows he'll be able to collect from it if he doesn't get his money back. As we have learned earlier, if I borrow money from someone, and then I go and I sell the land afterwards, my malva, the person that lent me the money, can say, okay, you don't have the money, where's that karka? Oh, I sold it. Well, if I sold it after the time of the loan, he can go to the person that bought it and say, excuse me, I'm sorry, but it's mine. The karka is meshubed to pay up the chayv. So really, you can touch the word achrayis, that karka doesn't run away. You can also touch the word achrayis, that there's a shibud on it, even if I sell it. The malva, the lender, can go get it back from the person I bought it. So lemaisa, what's the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us how you acquire karka. So the Mishnah in one of three ways. Bekesev, ubishtar, ubechazaka. So if I buy karka, or I rent karka, or someone gives it to me as a gift, what has to happen for it to become mine? That's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains this. What could happen is kesev. Kesev won't work for a behema, but it will work for karka. So if I want to buy land, I give money to the seller, and the karka becomes mine. It doesn't mean I give him the whole value of the land. Let's say I made up to buy the land for $100,000. I don't have to give him the whole $100,000. I can give him one pruta. But I give it l'shem kinyan. The one who's selling it accepts it as a kinyan, and right away it's my karka. And of course, I owe him the rest of the money. This is learned from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, Sadois bakesev yiknu. You'll purchase fields with money. Zokta batanura. Kesev will only work in a place where it was not your custom to write a shtar. But in a place where the minig was to write a shtar, the kesev alone will not work. Because the one who's buying it doesn't really think he's getting it without the shtar. Unless they stipulate clearly that we're doing this transaction with money only and not with a shtar. Okay, so that's one way that I acquire the kesef, by giving money l'shem the kinyan. Another way I would acquire kesef, zu b'shtar, through a contract. The seller, or the one who's giving it to me as a gift, is going to write down on the parchment, on a piece of paper, even on a potsherd, a lashon of a kinyan. He's going to write, sadai kinuyalach. Or sadai nesunalach b'matanim, my field is given over to you as a gift. And he gives it over to the buyer. And that's learnt from the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ekach es sefer hamikna. So it's mashma, that the shtar itself also accomplishes the kinyan. The Batrur brings a different pasuk, which the Gemara also discusses, v'kosev v'sefer v'chasim. Now, so you're telling me I can acquire the field. That's usually the biggest acquisition that a person makes in his life, a house, a field. And I can get this just with a piece of paper, without a penny being exchanged. Zakta batanura, this is dafka if it's a gift. And there's no plan here of money. But if it's a sale, the kinyan will not work by giving over the shtar unless the buyer pays for it. The kinyan can work through the shtar, but it has to be after the buyer paid for it. Because the seller doesn't intend to give it over until he gets paid. Unless this is the type of field that the seller is very anxious to get rid of. It's not a good field. He can't wait for someone to take it off his hands. If it's that type of a field, then the kinyan of shtar is going to help even before he gets the money. Because here we know the seller wants this to take effect right away. Okay, so there's kesev, there's shtar, and ubechazaka. I can acquire a field through chazaka. What does chazaka mean? I do something on the field that shows I'm the owner. I dig in the ground. I lock the gates. I make even a little bit of a gate. Or I break open a new opening to be able to come into the field. That's learned from the pasuk. V'yirishtem I said, v'yishaftem ba. So we darshin. How do you yarshin it? V'yishaftem. By taking possession. By working on the field as if it's your field. Take it and yarshin it. Now, of course, this does not mean that if I walk into your field and I start digging, it's my field. It only helps if the seller, or the one who owns the field now, is standing there and he's not stopping me from doing it. And if he's not there, he has to say very clearly, go ahead and be kainet. Okay, so you told me how I acquire real estate, how I acquire karka. What about, says the Mishnah, v'ayter v'she'ein lehem achrayis? What about movable objects called metaltalin? Suck the Mishnah, ein nikten ela b'meshicha. You only would acquire those through pulling it. That's learned from the pasuk, says the batanura, oikonoi miyada misecha, chazal darshin, something that you can pass from hand to hand, like metaltalin, like movable objects. The only way to bekoin it is nesina miyad liyad. In other words, I physically pull it into my rishos. Wait a second, just meshicha. What about what we learned in the previous Mishnah about lifting or mesira? So the Mefarshim explained over here, the Mishnah doesn't mean just meshicha. The Mishnah just means to say, not through one of the ways that you acquire karka. Not through kesev, not through shtar, not through chazaka. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Now we're going to learn that sometimes you could acquire even movable objects through the same way that you would acquire karka. And that's if you're taking it in one package. Zok the Mishnah. Nechasim she'en lemachrayis, which as we explained means movable objects. When you buy them together with karka, nikn, they could be acquired with one kinyan. Im nechasim she'esh lemachrayis, together with the real estate, together with the karka, bekesev ubeshtar ubechazaka. In other words, if I'm going to make a kinyan kesef, or shtar, or chazaka on the karka, which as explained earlier is the way you acquire karka, and our understanding is I'm not just buying karka, I'm also buying movable objects, the movable objects are included in the kinyan for the karka. But he has to say to him, the seller has to say to the buyer, okay, you're also getting the movable objects, agav the karka. The movable objects don't have to physically be on the karka. I'm buying it in one package, and the seller is saying, as you're getting the karka, you're also getting the metaltalin. According to the Rambam, if the movable objects are physically on the karka, if I'm buying land and there's a bicycle on the land, and I made up, I'm also buying the bicycle, he doesn't have to say, beferish, that you're buying the bicycle with the karka, but that it happens automatically. How do we know there's such a thing? I mean, if there are halachas, how you're kind of metaltalin. Where do we learn that if I'm buying it together with karka, the kinyan for the karka should also help for the metaltalin? It says by the children of Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, by Yitim Lehem Aviem, their father gave them matonois rabois, lekesev olazov ulemigdonois, and he gave it to them im orei mitzures b'Yehuda, with the fortified cities in Yehuda. So it's mashma, they were zeicha in the movable objects, agav, the cities, which obviously would be karka. Okay, so I understand that I'm buying karka and along with it comes the metaltalin. Could it ever be the other way around, that somehow I'm buying metaltalin and along with it comes karka? Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. But let me just tell you what the case is. I'm sitting nicely in my house. There's a knock on the door. Reuven is there. Hello, Reb Reuven. How can I help you? Reuven says to me, you know that you have to give me a lamp or any movable object. I'm just using it as a mashal. And I say, what? What are you talking about? Sometimes I would have to swear. Not always, but sometimes I would have to swear. For example, we learned this in Masech Lizbav Mitzia. Let's say I was a Moida B'Miksas. Let's say Reuven says, you know, you owe me 100. I owe you 50, not 100. Ah, I'm a Moida B'Miksas. I admit I do owe him something. Well, once I admit that I owe him 50, I have to swear that I don't owe him the other 50. But let's say Reuven knocked on my door. And I say, yes, Reuven, how can I help you? Reuven says, you know, you owe me that field. I never have to swear. You have to prove that I was sold to you. I don't have to swear to defend myself. What is the halacha if Reuven knocks on the door? And I say, yes, Reuven, how can I help you? And Reuven says, excuse me, but you owe me both movable objects and land. Zak de Mishnah. The Zoykekin. Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis es ha'nechosim she'yesh lehem achrayis lishova aleyen. The Zoykekin means it kind of forces, it connects. If Reuven is demanding both movable objects and land, and there is a situation where I do have to swear that I don't owe him, the movable object, I also have to swear on the land. Once I'm swearing about the movable objects, I have to swear about the land also. This concept is called Gilgul Shvua. There are certain situations where I don't have to swear, but once I have to swear about one thing, Bezen can roll another Shvua on the person. That's learned from the Saita. The Saita says, Amen, Amen. She swears that she had no shaychus with this man that she was alone with. While she's swearing about that, she also has to swear that she wasn't over in Aveira in other situations. Normally, you wouldn't make her swear about that. But once you're in a situation where you have to swear, there could be other shvuas that come along with it. So let's just touch the last words inside. V'zoygikim nechosim she'ein l'machrayis, which means metaltalim, can force. As a nechosim she'yesh l'machrayis, it can tie it in, lishova alayin, that I have to now swear about both, being that Reuven is making one charge, both for movable objects and for the karak. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, chazring over, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey, that karka, which is called Nechasim Sheyesh Lemachrayis. You remember why karka is called Nechasim Sheyesh Lemachrayis? One shot is because you can rely on it. Karka does not run away. It's hard to hide, or impossible to hide. And also, even if you sell the karka, if I were to sell the karka and I really owed money to someone, that person can go even to the buyer and say, excuse me, that karka was pledged to me first. The one you bought it from owed me money. Of course, there has to be different halachas. It's only with a shtar. It depends if the dates are in the right order. So, Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machrayis, our Mishnah told us, karka can be acquired in three ways, either by giving money. That doesn't mean I have to pay the whole thing. I can give a drop of money. But it's officially being given as a kinyan, and I owe him the rest of the money. Or it could be done through a shtar, where the seller writes on a piece of paper, even on a piece of cheres, my field is kenuyalach, or he writes, my field is given to you, b'matana. We explained in the case of shtar, it wouldn't be mine unless I paid for it. If I was buying the field by a matana, it would automatically become mine. And there's chazaka. Chazaka means I go into a field as if it's mine, I dig over there, I extend the gate, break open a part of the gate, and the one who owns the field is standing there, he's not stopping me. Or he beferish said, go ahead and make a chazaka. These are different ways that I can be kind of karka. As far as movable objects are concerned, which our Mishnah refers to as nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis, the Mishnah says only meshicha. We explained the Mishnah doesn't bedavka mi meshicha. It means to say, not through kesu shtara chazaka. If I am buying movable objects together with karka, when I make the kinyan on the karka, the movable objects come along. If he said so beferish, that the movable objects should come along with the karka, that's called kinyan agav. I don't have to make a special kinyan just for the movable objects. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that sometimes in regard to movable objects, there are certain situations where if someone says, you owe me a movable object, I may have to swear to say I don't owe it. For example, we gave the case of a moida b'miksas, where I admit I owe part of it, so I have to swear on the rest. But if this man says I owe him both movable objects and karka, I would have to swear about both. That's called Gilgul Shvua. By the way, how do we know that karka could be acquired with kesef? So we said from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Lamed Beis, pasuk Mem Dalid, Sadais b'kesef yiknu. What was that story there? Yirmiyahu had warned Klal Yisrael about the impending Churban. Yirmiyahu said also, Ki koyamar Hashem, just like I brought El Am Hazeh, Eskal HaRag, Daila Hazais, Kena Noichi Mevi Aleim, Eskal HaToiva, Hashem Noichi Daiver Aleicha. And as a siman that one day there is going to be a Geula and you're going to return, Yirmiyahu was told to purchase a field from Hanamel. Sadeis bekesef yiknu. You will purchase fields. V'kasev b'sefer v'chasein. What is the point of purchasing fields? The enemies are taking it over. No, no, no. You buy it. Because you're going to come back and have the field then. You think you're going to be sent into Galus forever? So al kulpanim, what do we learn from here? Sadeis bekesef yiknu. You can purchase sadeis with kesef.